Good morning, ladies. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stu Webb here at stuweb.com, and it is Saturday, February the 3rd, 2024. And I have the honor to have Professor James Spetzer on with me. And so, Jim, I'm just going to let you pick it up and tell you the latest.
Well, Stu, we have major developments in Ukraine. There's been a falling out between the president of Ukraine and the head of the armed forces, where they have had differences. Zelensky, the president, wants to conscript another 500,000 into the armed forces. That's the approximate number they've actually lost during the war with Russia. But Zuni, the head of the armed forces, who I believe actually died on the 3rd of January in a massive Russian missile strike on Kiev, which I believe also killed Lloyd Austin, the U.S. Secretary of State, is protesting. They don't actually have the resources in Ukraine. They can't come up with 500,000 more to replace the 500,000 that are dead. And what this means is, of course, Zelensky is in a state of delusion. It's also true for Americans in Washington, D.C. In fact, we have Colonel McGranger doing a lengthy discussion about how the elites in Washington think the war is going just dandy in Ukraine and that Russia's losing, when the situation is precisely the opposite. Meanwhile, it turns out that a Russian ship was sunk in the Black Sea. All 44 members went down with a ship. But what's troubling about this is that a U.S. Poseidon spy ship may have made it the Ukrainian side in the operation. These drones that the Ukrainians used to sink the ship almost certainly would have been unsuccessful had it not been for the provision of the intelligence by the U.S. But I'm therefore very concerned that Russia may have no option but to start taking out these American planes that are aiding the Ukrainians in attacking their navy. We had an earlier event on February 1st where the Ukrainian armed forces targeted the Russian Black Sea Fleet with a battalion of naval drones flying over Lake Dunsulov in the Crimea. One of the drones managed to overcome the ship's defense mechanism, leading to a massive explosion after it struck the port side. When you examine the footage released by Ukraine, you notice the chances of the Russian ship surviving the attack are virtually nil. It was a massive explosion, and the ship has gone down. What I think is that Russia is going to have to deal with this militarily, Stu, and because it cannot allow the U.S. to continue to target its vessels for Ukraine and take losses of this kind. So I think that there's a serious risk of escalation in Ukraine. I mean, and that's all apart from what's going on in Gaza and the Middle East. So, your thoughts?
I'm telling you, I'd seen World War III coming, and we're gonna be hit over here in America. I guarantee we are. They're gonna hit us with nukes, or they're gonna set off these suitcase nukes that they have planted already in certain fault lines. We planted in theirs. We made them in 1963, in case anybody didn't know it. And I know it.
Well, here's another disturbing report. You may have heard about the 65 Ukrainian POWs who died when an L-76 aircraft was destroyed. It was destroyed using a U.S.-made Patriot missile And it appears that the crew that operated the air defense system was American. This plane, it was the Russian, as I say, O-76, crashed over Belgrade last Wednesday while carrying 65 captured Ukrainian servicemen on a pre-planned flight, set to take part in a prisoner swap later that day. All of the POWs, as well as 3 Russian officers and 6 crew members, died in the crash. The West doesn't want an investigation into the shooting down because, of course, it would reveal U.S. participation. And I'm saying, Stu, this is yet another major problem for Russia. Because if the U.S. is actually manning weapons, obviously the U.S. is directly engaging in war with Russia, and this is even more direct, and therefore even more serious than the Poseidon, giving the intelligence on the coordinates of the Russian ship, which sank with 44 Russian sailors. I mean, this is just a kind of event to which a nation cannot not respond. So I think we got, 2 major developments here in relation to events in Ukraine, whereas Colonel McGregor emphasizes the war is lost. I mean, there's just no point in carrying it on. But the West does not want to make the admission, and therefore they're going to pretend that it's actually a viable venture when it's totally a lost cause.
Well, I think it's intentional, Jim, all of it. Greater Israel, the Ukraine. That's where most of the Israelis that are in Israel today came from, the Ukraine. Greater Israel. And they want a war. They want a third world war. They want the destruction. They're a bunch of satanic pigs. They don't believe in Christ or God at all. And they're a bunch of satanic pigs is what they are. And that Netanyahu, Jay Parker, claims that he saw him doing a human sacrifice along with Biden one time over there in Delaware. And Jay Parker, he's a solid guy. He was brought up in a satanic household, like my ex-witch doctor was, the one I married. One of the Council of 13, they call him, that does a human sacrifice in Denver every summer and winter solstice because of the ley lines. They're like bloodlines throughout the earth, and they produce energy. Now, they want World War III. They want 2/3 of mankind dead. And they pretty much accomplished a lot of it and will have because of the shot, the COVID shot. It wasn't just a chip inside of it, which I heard at Klaus Schwab's New World Order Forum. They had the guy ahead of one of the Pfizer company, I forgot his name. He said, oh yeah, we put chips in all 6 billion of them that we made. Well, it isn't that. Joe's done massive research, Professor Joe, your friend, my friend, massive research on the COVID shot, and people are croaking it 2 to 3 years after having the shot because their blood thickens up because of what's in it, and it won't flow through their veins, and they're having heart attacks. Now, I don't know what the numbers are, but Joe says it's around close to 100 million people now in the United States, and we got 310 million or something like that, legal citizens here, some number like that. And we've got about 1/3 of our population have already croaked over this COVID shot. It's intentional. They want World War III, and what they're doing to the Palestinians is bizarre. Bizarre. They're the true Hebrews of ancient time. They got it in their bloodline. There was a professor at the University of Jerusalem and some other university here got a $5 million grant to study the blood. He did. And he found out 92% of them, I used to have a video up there, they've taken it down off of YouTube, but 92% of the Palestinians in Palestine are true Hebrew bloodline of ancient time, where 92% of the ones living in Israel are from the Ukraine or Europe. They're not true Hebrew bloodline. So I just wanted to bring that up. It's all about Greater Israel now. Greater Israel, Israel, Israel. And they're over there killing the Palestinians. They took over Israel in 1947, slaughtered 400,000 of them, and put them in, or 40,000, put them in graves to take over and fly a flag. Take a look at their flag. There's no Star of David. David never had a star. They claim that to be the Star of David. It looks like that satanic hexagram to me. But anyway, that's what it's all about, Jim. And believe me, we're going to get hit. There's 5 million Chinese here. 5 million. I got videos on my website up on breaking news about it. 5 million of them that have crossed the border in the past couple, 3 years into America illegally. And they're all buffed up and they're wearing boots. Chinese troops. We're going to have an outbreak because they got a Chinese police station up in Maine and they got one in New York City someplace. Or Washington in New York. Chinese police station. We're in trouble. China's already saying they're getting ready for war. The leader over there, I forgot his name, he's claiming it, saying his military doesn't want to go to war. But he's kicking the ones out that don't want to go to war because he's getting prepared. They're going to hit America. We're going to be in the middle of a war, and it's going to be China, and it's going to be Russia is going to hit us. Now, go ahead, Jim.
Well, I think all that is correct, Stu. I think all that is correct. Meanwhile, on the basis of the allegation that 3 U.S. servicemen were killed in Jordan just over the border from Israel, the United States has used that as an excuse for a massive retaliatory strike hitting 85 different targets. I believe that this is only the first of what's going to be at least a week-long campaign of bombing. It's very similar to how the Israelis used the January 7th intrusion, where Hamas did capture a couple of hundred hostages, but where the Israelis knew it was happening, facilitated its occurrence, and took the occasion to kill a whole lot of Israelis to run up the numbers so they have an even greater purported pretext to slaughter Gaza and undertake a genocide against the Palestinians, which has continued nonstop ever since, with the exception of a few days of a ceasefire. But where it's now continuing, and while Hamas is actually defeating the Israelis, they are winning the ground battle. The Israelis are resorting to flooding the Hamas tunnels, so apparently not with a great deal of success. Continued bombing, including hospitals, churches, schools, all in violation of international law, the Geneva Conventions, and the laws of war. And, starvation they're resorting to. They imposed a blockade. No food, no water, no fuel, no communication. And, of course, the rule of threes has it that a human being cannot survive more than 3 minutes without air, with more than 3 days without water, more than 3 weeks without food. Well, this has now been in excess of 100 days. And the Palestinians are starving to death. We had a strike killing over 30 fighters. These would be principally Hezbollah in Iraq and Syria. According to some apologists for the government, the United States is seeking to de-escalate by escalating. Frankly, I think this is a distinction without a difference. Iraq has condemned the U.S. strikes as a violation of Iraqi sovereignty and the parliament as a consequence. called for abandoning the U.S. dollar, the petrodollar, for oil trade. This is a significant blow. The petrodollar being abandoned by the BRICS nations, and since Nixon took us off of the gold standard way back when, it's only been the use of the dollar in international trade for oil that has maintained its value, which is dropping precipitously, and these further acts are going to accelerate the depreciation of the dollar, which are going to have vast consequences here at home, Stu. It's going to increase inflation. We're going to have shortages of food supply, which are already in the works because there's been a massive attack on the food supply here in the United States, killing millions of turkeys, of chickens, destroying food processing and meat processing plants. Stu, we have yet to feel the effects, but it is going to be severe.
Well, there's 20, as I recall, they were up to 20 different food processing plants have been burned in the past year. I mean, that's bizarre, number one. And those are places, and I mean, Jim, I mean, I go to Aldi's to try to buy food because it's cheap. It's cheaper than Walmart. But you can't get fish. It's hard to get fish. Sometimes it's hard to get hamburger. I mean, supplies of different things I've seen over this past year, a shortage because of these 20 food processing plants have been burned. Now, other people have too. And I've looked at the price of food and the price of coffee. I like to drink coffee. Oh my God, the price has gone up all over the board. Gas prices, yeah, they've pretty much stabilized and all the other stuff. But the food, it just every time you go to the grocery store, it's more money for more food or for less food. And that's the problem we are having. You've got a very good point there. And it's going to get worse and it's going to get worse and it's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. And this place down there in Panama, something gap they call it, the Darien Gap or something like that, they're bringing that new highway. They're just about completed with it. And they've been building it so they can drive all the way from Honduras or South Africa or wherever. They can drive all the way up through Panama, up through the south of Mexico there. It's that new highway that they had planned years ago to connect all the way to Canada. And it's going to happen. And that's where the people are coming through. And it's like, can we sustain? How many have we had come in, Jim? I forgot what it is, 11 or 12 million this year have come across the border into the United States. Where are those people going? Who's feeding those people? They're kicking veterans out of New York. I remember that a few months ago, kicking them out of some homeless shelter up there. Veterans that couldn't afford a place to live. They kicked them out so they could bring these illegal aliens into our country and put them in there. I mean, it's bizarre what is happening. It's an intentional destruction of the United States of America, in my opinion. And we've got this Biden administration. Oh, my God. And then as vice president, she isn't even a legal citizen. And her grandfather was a white slave owner in wherever she came from. White slaves. I mean, and this Congress and the Senate, we only have Jim Jordan, and we have Green, and we have Comer, and a few others that I think are the right ones. They're in the right. And those are the ones we should keep. The rest of them, I think we need to use the cherry trees in Washington, D.C. for a purpose. And that's to set an example. But that's my opinion. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, Colonel McGregor, who, in my opinion, is the most astute commentator on these military ventures, whether we're talking about Ukraine or the Middle East, has observed that this U.S. bombing has no apparent strategic objective in relation to U.S. foreign policy, that in essence, we have no foreign policy. That Bibi Netanyahu is basically our commander-in-chief, which is a point I've been making for months and months and months, that the Biden administration has essentially just turned over American military might to be used by Israel, which wants a war with Iran fought by America. And they begin, I mean, the situation is becoming increasingly serious. Iran has warned the U.S. government that it must not continue with these efforts. And what McGregor emphasizes and that Americans don't appreciate is that Iran is a very sophisticated nation and it has a lot of high-tech weaponry, including very precise missiles in a huge number. For example, of late, just to illustrate their precision, Iran took out the home of a Mossad agent and his family with exact precision. You know, I mean, they can put them where they want. And if the U.S. is to attack Iran, the idea of Israel's continued existence becomes tenuous because Iran has the capacity to level Israel. And McGregor is just explaining that it doesn't make any sense from a U.S. point of view to be intervening in these ways. And of course, we know that the reputation of the United States in our place in the world has been severely compromised because we've been supporting genocide in Israel. I mean, this is so blatant. This is so public. It's such a spectacle to see the bombing of churches and schools and hospitals and the starvation taking place, which could not continue, by the way, without the assistance of the United States. So just as the International Court of Justice has found Israel guilty of genocide, we have a U.S. court concluding that Israel's assault on genocide, a U.S. court concluding that Israel's support of genocide on Gaza is a plausible case of genocide as well. And
I'm agreeing.
The Biden administration's unflagging support for Israel is damning our reputation, which may be impossible to ever restore. Frankly, I think it's lost, gone forever, Stu.
We are gone, and people don't realize this, but Rocky Flats out there in Denver, Colorado, where they were manufacturing either plutonium or uranium, I forgot which it is, and I've got a picture up underneath my breaking news column of Rocky Flats and what the story was. They were stealing off at Rocky Flats. 2,000 pounds of uranium was missing. It happens to be that my ex-father-in-law, Leonard Millman, that owned Citicorp before his death, the fallen angel that possessed him now possesses Larry Mizell, one of his counsel, one of his attorneys, who one of the largest builders in the nation, Richmond American Homes. They had Silverado, all the bit, Neil Bush, director, Iran-Contra, money laundering. Here's the point. They cleaned up that hillside and built, Richmond American built a bunch of new homes up there and some other building company. And they were taking the stuff to the dump up just north of Boulder, up in that area. And the North Platte River runs up there. Now, this is something I found out from a former Colorado prosecutor who's in another country trying to keep herself alive, that she had one of the people working for the disposal company, I forgot which one it was, like Duffenbar, one of them, it may not have been them, comes to her and explains that they were dumping this stuff in the local dump instead of taking supposedly this contaminated material, nuclear material, out to Nevada and putting it in the hole where they're supposed to. They were dumping it there. Well, they've contaminated the North Platte and South Platte River. One runs up through out of Colorado and runs down on the south side of I-70 and it goes over and dumps in the Missouri River, clear up at the other end of the state. But it feeds the farmers the water they need. People are coming up with nosebleeds and stuff in Colorado that I'm very familiar with. And the guy got murdered after he went to her and she tried to do something about it and shut it down and they couldn't. But the other part I'm quite aware of because of Gunther Rusbacher, a former spook, a kind of 007 type like Gene Chip Tatum that I put on December the 6th on my program. People go listen to him. He's going to be back up there again. He's out of the country. He murdered a lot of people for the government during Iran-Contra, including Ross Perot. You can hear that December the 6th radio on StuWeb.com. Now, they transferred a ton of this uranium, plutonium, whichever it was, in cranberry juice trucks, ocean spray cranberry, because of the detectors along the freeway. They detect radiation cranberries give off the same thing. So that's the way they hid it from being transferred. They transferred it to Apex Aviation in St. Louis, Missouri, and the Israelis, it was shipped to Israel. Israel sold it to North Korea, South Korea, to Iran, to Iraq, to several countries. Whoever had the money to buy the material bought it. So Iran has nuclear weapons, Jim. I'm quite aware of that. And it was all because of Israel. Always about Israel. 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 Now I have a picture of Israel, their flag, up on my site. It's got a nuclear bomb going off in it. I think that's what someone needs to do to that place, in my opinion. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, they don't actually need nukes to do it. Now, I would not be surprised if Iran had nukes. I've actually, on occasions, during meetings with Iranian officials, recommended they should acquire nukes in order to issue or initiate a Cold War status where both sides know that if one attacks the other, they're subject to annihilation, the so-called era of mutually assured destruction. But Iran has sufficient missiles that are conventional, non-nuclear, to destroy Israel. So what Israel is trying to do is play a game to use the United States to do its dirty work in the hope that it'll thereby evade responsibility, which of course is going to prove to be impossible. Here in the U.S., you know, there are lots of consequences taking place. There's a wonderful piece about how the genocide has become a public relations disaster for the United States. You can find it on my blog at jameshfetzer.org. And I think it's correct that the United States has shown itself not to be a moral nation, not to be a nation that stands up for human rights, not to be a nation that promotes freedom and democracy, and rather to be a nation that's willing to supply weapons to commit genocide, mass murder on a population that's essentially defenseless, although I must say I do admire the performance of Hamas under these circumstances. And because the United States is now about to undertake, has initiated the opening scene in an all-out assault against Hamas, which had in the past defeated Israel militarily, I believe Hamas is going to have to go all out now, use it or lose it. I mean, they've been subjected to attacks before, of course, but now the U.S. is getting fully involved. I don't see how Russia's going to be able to stay out either, because Russia will not allow Iran to go under. And if the United States is going to be the instrument to bring that about, I believe Russia has to come to the aid of Iran, and thus we have World War III out of the Middle East. But I already foresee World War III coming out of Ukraine with this Poseidon plane, you know, giving the coordinates for the Ukrainian attack on a Russian ship. I mean, this is a warship. They lost 44. That cannot go without a severe response. So I think we're up a creek without a paddle. A massive onslaught at the border. I like what the Texas governor has been saying. I like some of his actions. Other nations or other states are coming to his assistance. I would like to see an end to the immigration, because, yes, your number may have been a slight exaggeration, but as many as 6 million have come across the border, and the whole idea is to permanently change the demographics of the United States from a predominantly white Christian nation to one that is predominantly polyglot, and that it just has a mixture of races from many different countries, has no cohesive culture and becomes an insignificant player on the world stage, which from some points of view, given the role of the United States as a terrorist state, where together with Israel, we are far and away, head and shoulders, the two leading terrorist nations in the world today, some would say there's a benefit to the world from the United States going under. But those of us here who care about our nation would desperately like to see a change take place. It's obvious the Biden administration is an Israeli administration, and it's populated by Jews in all the key positions, and the policies have anything but the interest of the United States at stake. So, Stu, I think we're in a hell of a fix.
We are. Now, you're a former, you were a captain in the Marine Corps. I was in the Marine Corps. I was a Lance Corporal at a time that no promotions weren't allowed. I got meritoriously promoted twice. I was 0151, Remington Raider, worked for the CO, took care of the records. Now, we were activated a couple times. I was in the reserves. We were activated, and I had to call everybody, get down the reserve unit, call everybody up in the middle of the night, tell them to get their butts down there. I've spent time in the war games, the whole bit, in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, USS Iwo Jima. Never been to war. No. I guarantee you, if we have war here in the United States, the people aren't going to be able to survive it. Most people, they're not going to be able to handle it. I guarantee you. Now, I got my toy. I got a few rounds for it and the whole bit without getting into it. And people need to be stocking up, getting weapons, and getting ammo for the guns. They need to be getting cans of food. Food, folks, and can openers. Some, you know, $5 can openers, not the cheap ones that break down after you open about 20 or 30 cans. Get yourself a good one. Get a couple of them. You're going to need it. You better get yourself a barbecue grill. You better get some firewood for it and do the different things. If you're going to cook anything or warm something, start thinking about your survival mode. You're going to be in very soon, in my opinion. I see nothing, Jim, except World War III getting ready to happen. We're already in it, basically. We're at war. We're fighting for Israel. We shouldn't be fighting for Israel at all. Israel's the one that started all this crap. And we're defending them? No. In my opinion, no. And here, my ex-wife is a Jew. My daughter's a Jew by her mother. And people would say, oh, Stu's anti-Semitic. No, I'm not. I'm not anti-Semitic at all. And I made a very big mistake marrying that woman. I guarantee you that. I had no idea who the hell she was or the satanic family she came from. But here's the point. We don't have the right to go blowing people up and protecting other countries, defending other countries, giving weapons to the Ukraine, giving weapons to Israel. All this crap. We don't have the right to be doing that. And this administration, as I say, there's a bunch of cherry trees in Washington, D.C. that need some ropes hung on them and take care of a few problems. And I believe that that's what is going to have to happen. When we get hit, as we're going to be, oh, there's nukes in our, I guarantee you, because I've never said it publicly, and my father never told me, but he's a vice president in his company. Benix made the toys for the government, and he even taught Los Alamos Scientific Laboratory inspectors how to do their jobs for 6 weeks before his retirement. Now, he was in charge of his plant in Kansas City. They did satellites, they did everything. He never told me what they made. Super Spooks told me what they did. Otis Johnson and others. And my father, I asked him, what do you do for a living? Oh, we make saucers and cups and spoons. He smiles at me and walks away. When I was about 16 years of age, I said, you're lying to me. I know better. I hear different things. And I didn't know any spooks back then. But they had a Benix letter, wide open, folded over, 4-page. Declassify this, declassify that, deal with all kinds of stuff. a lot of satellites. Whatever they came up with in the laboratories, Bendix made it. Our scientific laboratories. There were three of them. And I came to know that from meeting Super Spook Otis Johnson. It was unbelievable what that man knew. NSA worked for General Flynn before his death. And then Flynn's fired 2 years under indictment 2 weeks later. But what we have the capability of, and what they did, give you an idea, the Twin Towers, they didn't fall because of a nuke going off in the basement. They went down because of the death ray that they tested from S4, it's called, Groom Lake, Papoose Lake, where the alien base is, that my friend, the scientist Ed Slade worked for, making toys for the aliens, they call them. They aren't aliens, they're fallen angels. Some in human form. So I know a lot of things, and a lot of things by our toys. They planted, Russia has planted, China has planted, nuclear suitcases, nukes in suitcases, briefcases. They planted them in fault lines all across America. I guarantee you, when they're ready to go, all they have to do is take their satellite and hit them, and they go off. Now, here's all these rumors about Switzerland saying getting ready for war, and I posted it on my site. Here's China saying they're getting ready for war, and these other countries saying they're getting ready for war. What are they getting ready for war for?
But I'll be done in just a couple of minutes, and I'll call you.
What's everybody?
Listen, I think we've covered the bases, my friend.
I think we have too, Jim.
The situation is fairly grim. I wish it were not, but there it is. So we're not going to sugarcoat for anyone.
No, we're not going to sugarcoat it. Jim, I thank you for coming on and giving your report on this, because I think it's very vital that everybody get prepared in America. You better be prepared.
I agree with that. And find weapons you're comfortable with. You know, don't resist. Purchase ammunition, learn to use it, stock up on emergency supplies. Stu, you're making all the right recommendations, in my opinion, and everyone's going to have to be able to fend for themselves, because we're in dire straits.
We are. Now, Jim, if you were given an estimated time on before we're going to probably be attacked, would you say it's going to be in the next 6 months or 3 months?
That what will happen, Stu? In the next 6 months or 3 months, what exactly?
I just think we're going to... Something's telling me in my gut that we have got about 3 to 4 months. I mean, this Victoria Nuland is saying, oh, in February, maybe March, we're going to have World War III, and we're going to have it right here in the United States. She's a nutcase. So they're planning and plotting. I'm just saying, everybody get prepared. Jim, I want to thank you for coming on with me. It's always my honor to have you on.
You got it, Stu. My great pleasure, my friend. And I just wish everyone well. Take those measures you need to protect yourself and your family.
Give out your websites.
I agree with you, Stu. We don't have a lot of time.
Give out your websites, Jim.
JamesHFetzer.org for my blog, and on my video blog is BitChute channel Jim Fetzer. I'm also on Twitter at Jim Fetzer. Thanks, Stu.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Have a good one. And tell your wife hi, and hope she gets well. Talk to you later.
You're good. Thank you.
Thank you.